Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 67, recorded on June 30th, 2025. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and am the host of this podcast. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the new questionnaire response generation AI document scanning feature for third-party risk management with Sohail Juma, who is a senior product manager here at OneTrust. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Okay, so now let's jump into the topic. I am joined by Sohail Juma, who is a senior product manager here at OneTrust and has done a lot of things, but currently is working the third-party risk management project and has some really cool stuff. Welcome to the podcast, Sohail.
Thanks for having me, Roger. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you back. I've kind of forgotten how to interview people. I haven't done it so long in this podcast, so we'll work through it. This new feature that you've put out, which is the questionnaire response generation AI document scanning, is really, really cool, and I know it's getting a lot of attention. Maybe can you talk a little bit about that and what went into the create? Why did we create it? What went into the creation of it? And then we can go into some more details after that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with the problem, which is if you look at from a third-party risk perspective today, anyone who is managing their suppliers typically has to go through this data gathering process to get some more information on, let's say, the SOC 2 posture of your suppliers or how they're doing from a security perspective. And so if you think about the bigger picture, right, if you're a large company or even a mid-sized company, you definitely don't have just one vendor you're working with, right? You're probably working with hundreds, if not thousands of vendors. And the ability for you to gather that information from all those vendors, let alone one, can be very time consuming. And it's not just that you're getting it from, you know, that one instance and you're done with that one vendor for the year. It's an ongoing process and it can take up a significant amount of time that the vendor managers have to deal with or the folks managing the suppliers have to deal with. And so what we wanted to do was really create a process or a function that allows those individuals to save as much time as possible by leveraging an existing document, uploading that into an assessment, and then having that information answer the questions on the behalf of either the vendor or if the vendor is filling it out, on the behalf of them filling it out manually today. So we thought a lot about how that process works. And how it works today is very simple, right? If, let's say, Roger, you're the supplier manager and I'm one of your suppliers. If you go out and you send me an assessment that basically tells me that I need to gather some information for you on some SOC 2 information as an example, what I can do is essentially just upload my existing SOC 2 report. And what that'll do is it'll scan the content of that report. It'll look at the assessment itself, see if there's a match for any of the questions that you're asking me. And out of all the questions that are available for me to answer, it'll definitely answer as much of it as it can. And then whatever's left, I can try to manually answer it myself and then go ahead and submit the assessment like I would normally do. So the goal here is very simple. It's just how do we reduce the amount of time it takes for suppliers to answer the questions and for vendor managers or OneTrust customers to go in and really review that information for more details.
Makes sense. That's an awesome use case. So a couple of questions come to mind. First off, I assume that the vendor could send the SOC 2 report to the vendor manager if they wanted to, and just the vendor manager could then just import it. Or that stuff's usually publicly available, right? The SOC 2 reports for vendors is maybe available and they could just ingest them in themselves, right?
Correct. So there's, we've seen it both ways. So there's instances where, a large supplier manager will go in and send out the assessment and the supplier themselves will upload that information or upload the report, or the supplier will send the supplier manager the report and they'll go in and upload it on their behalf.
Either way, same result pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where the flexibility comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. And I did an overview video of this feature when it first came out, and really cool because you can choose to go in and accept the AI generated response, or you can override it if you want to, and if you don't like what you wrote, you can go back and republish in essence the AI generated response to the individual question. So that's all really cool stuff. Remind me again what kind of questions it'll fill in. I think it's text and also single select, like yes, no.
Correct. Yeah. So, good point. So, we support text-based questions, multi-select and single-select, and then from an overall perspective, it supports PDFs only today. Even though we're definitely looking at it supporting additional file types,
Okay.
you can upload up to five files at a time, around like 30 megs per file, and then it'll just kind of take care of that process for you from there. It won't. One thing to call out is if you already have an assessment that's underway, and you have questions that have been answered, it's not going to replace those questions that have already been answered. It's going to look for any blank questions and then just answer those specifically.
Oh, that's cool. So if you've got one underway, you've already filled it out, you can then import or ingest that document and it'll fill out any potentially blank ones, but won't overwrite some existing ones. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Exactly. Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about, because everyone always asks, AI, how it's used, how is the data being shared from these SOC 2 reports to the internet? You know, what is all behind, what kind of, what's behind the scenes on how this whole thing works technically?
Yeah, so there's a piece of technology called RAG, which I believe stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. It's a fancy phrase, but essentially what how it works is you take a document, let's say a SOC 2 report. It chunks that information into groups of data using like vector stores and all of that.
Right.
And then in order to kind of like save the space, right? When you go through and you upload that against the assessment in OneTrust, it'll compare the questions that are in that assessment with any of the vector stores that are available. And if there's a strong enough correlation, it'll just answer that question using that chunks of data that came from the report itself. And you'll see that in the actual assessment because when you view the actual AI source to kind of see more information on how the answer was generated, we'll tell you exactly where in the report. Like what pages specifically or what files specifically ended up playing a role in answering that question as well.
Right. Okay. And we're using Azure Copilot for this, or we're using the AI LLMs that are exist in Azure for this.
Correct. Yeah, we're using the Azure OpenAI service. I believe now we've switched over to the o4 mini model, which allows for a lot more extensive availability across all of our customers.
Yeah.
Before, the original model we were using was only available in the US. And so when we initially released this, it was only going to be available for folks that were using tenants in the US region. And since we switched over to this new model, it allows for a lot more openness across different regions. So now I would say as recent as last week, we've been able to open this up to our EU customers as well.
Right. Yeah, that was just came out in the last release. And assume that over time, depending on the region's laws and regulations and how Azure is implemented in those regions, we would then be able to implement these further once that's available. It's really not up to us. It's more up to the rules and regulations in the different areas of the world and what Microsoft has done in their Azure environments there.
Yeah, exactly. I would phrase it in like two steps. The first step is, does Azure OpenAI and the models we use support a specific region? And if it does, is there enough demand from our customers to go in and essentially turn on that switch and build that infrastructure for
Right.
that region as well?
Okay, makes sense. Speaking of that, what's the response been from customers who have actually started using this?
It's been wonderful. When we first released this, it was definitely in an MVP version, I would say a few months ago. And we've been able to get a lot of great feedback from those first initial folks and to help us kind of improve the overall process. We've actually just started tracking a lot of the metrics here today. And I would say, as of, I would say the last 7 days, there's been about 2,500 questions that have been answered using the AI document scanning process. So
Nice.
I only anticipate this going up from there as more and more folks get this turned on for themselves and use the capabilities. One thing to call out is it is available for folks on the new subscription. So anyone who's on the new pricing and going through that process, you can just turn it on and it's included for you right away.
Got it. Yeah, that's important to note that that's only available for customers on the new pricing and packaging model. So speaking of kind of the future, what are some cool new things you're looking at with respect to this? Are you done or are you still working on it?
I think in respect to the document scanning piece, you know, we're always looking for feedback. So if there are things that folks are continuing to ask for in terms of improvements to the doc scanning, we're always going to be all ears and looking to improve that process. A couple of things to call out specifically around it is support for additional file types. So today, like I mentioned, it was just PDF support today. But folks would probably want to be able to do this for like Word documents or spreadsheets that have like tabular structures. So we're working very closely with the AI product team within OneTrust to kind of figure out the timelines for that, when it makes sense to support that sort of concept. But also like language support, the ability to kind of use additional different languages in the files to allow for that too. So those are things that we're closely monitoring as a way to improve the overall process.
Got it. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think one of the restrictions originally was that it only supports English-based documents. Is that still the case? English language?
We are looking at supporting additional languages as well. I believe we do support additional languages outside of English, and definitely happy to support or provide an overall list for that one as well.
Okay. We can put that in the documents on my OneTrust too, when we have that. So
yeah,
it definitely supports English and hopefully maybe others as well. Cool. That's awesome. And one thing I wanted to ask about is, I know that we are looking at implementing a similar functionality in other assessments and other areas of the product. Is that related to this project? Are they just basically stealing your code and using that elsewhere? Or is that something new that they're doing? Do you know?
No, it's the same exact thing. So when we rolled this out, it was initially just for third-party management users today, just because of the breadth and the scope of it. But because of the amount of demand and what the overall feedback has been, there's folks on the privacy side that have also been asking for this. I would say folks within AI governance and customers of that area that have been asking for this. So I would say sooner or later, it's going to be available across mostly all of the solutions. But I would say as of today, definitely third-party management. Privacy should be rolling out fairly quickly, and then it'll kind of just be like one step at a time from there.
Yeah, cool. I think they're either in private preview or public preview with some things related to this. So it's very exciting. It'll be interesting to see SOC 2 documents, and these types of documents are pretty specific and well known, but I would imagine if you're filling out an assessment for all kinds of stuff, there would be a lot more source material to pick from, which is including variables, like you said, different file types, different contents, different structure of the incoming document. So that's going to be really cool to get that done, a technical challenge to get that done. But I'm sure, you know, I remember someone used to say that no one likes to wake up every day and get excited about their job of filling out an assessment. So hopefully this will help a lot with people who that's what they have to do every day.
Exactly.
That's exciting. Any other kind of breaking news or things that you want to bring up on the third-party product in general?
I think the major things, you know, my other colleagues are working on a lot of great stuff across third-party management. One is this concept of nth-party management.
Yep.
So your ability to track not just your third parties like you can today, but additional parties that may have an impact downstream from yourself. So Chris Bailey, Justin Harrison, they're doing a great job of working on some of the upcoming items there. That's going to be really, really exciting for us.
The whole door thing.
Dora. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. So that's been a big, big demand from our base today in terms of supporting Dora, being able to kind of be flexible with the reporting requirements and everything that goes into it. So they've done a great job of kind of bringing that to light. And I believe we may be the only solution out there right now that supports the actual Dora reporting functionality today.
Yeah. According to one of our customers, we are for sure. So that's really cool. I know you guys have got a lot going on in third party, and it's very exciting stuff. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up? Everybody just get on the new pricing and packaging and start using this.
Yeah, can't stress it enough. The more people use it, the more feedback we'll get. And I think it'll just be a super valuable experience for everyone. No one, like you said, no one wants to wake up and answer a 200 question assessment. So if you want to reduce that time, definitely start using the AI document scanning feature.
Yeah, and I've heard this from people ever since I started here. It's so hard to get vendors to actually respond to an assessment. They've always asked for ways to, can we poke them more through the product? And it's always been a challenge just to get vendors to respond to these assessments. So hopefully this will make it easier for both the company and the vendors to get these things filled out as quickly and as painlessly as possible.
Yeah, no, that's the best part. Like our team, our engineering team and our UX team has done a great job of bringing that vision to life. And I just want to share that with everyone who wants to use it.
Sounds great. Sohail, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And if you have any questions or comments about this feature, I know there's a, like I said, I did a feature overview video for it. There's a lot of information and release notes as well. So check that out and enjoy using the product. Thanks again, Sohail.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks for having me.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Special thanks to Sohail for coming on and talking to us about his new features. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. Be back next week with another product manager, and then we'll look at the latest release. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.